Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Governor DeWine has given the go-ahead for daycare centers to reopen May 31st. However, the number of children in each room will be further limited. Infants and toddlers can have 6 per room. The cap is 9 for older children. Joining me to talk about that is Director of Radiant Kids Child Care Incorporated in Dublin, Jamie Batchelder. So what was your reaction to the governor's announcement?
I am excited that centers are able to reopen for all of the families. I think it's going to be a bit of an issue for a lot of centers, the ratios being so much lower. I think we will make it work, but I think there's going to be a lot that it is not financially sustainable to have that much lower ratios for the school age and preschool especially.
Compare the numbers of children you could have before to what the new rules will be.
So for preschool, it's 1 to 12. School age, though, is 1 to 18. So this is cutting the ratio in half. So we'll be able to have half the number of students for our school age classes.
Will that change the number of staff that you need?
Well, it'll actually mean we'll need more staff, but it means we won't be making very much money. So and then depending, we'll have to use more classrooms, most likely. They didn't mention whether we'll be able to put 2 classes in a room, but under the pandemic license, we were not able to. So my guess is that we will not be allowed to.
How do you think that will work for your daycare?
I think they are not thinking through the consequences for the centers at all. And I think that they are not really thinking through the consequences for the families either, because I think a lot of daycares will not reopen, or they won't be able to stay open because they won't be making any money. I'm on a child care administrators group on Facebook, and already several people have said, well, we're not going to be able to reopen under these guidelines.
What do you think enrollment will be like?
Usually our summer, we make a lot of money on school age during the summer. That's a big money maker. It'll cut in half what we make through the summer, if not more, depending on if families come back and that kind of thing, because we will be paying an extra teacher for each class. And that's a big difference. We also, if we're not able to combine classes, we may not have enough classrooms to do that as well. And then like our toddler classes, if we're not able to combine them, we usually have, it's a 1-to-7 ratio usually for toddlers. And we usually have 2 classes in one room. So two teachers to 14 kids. If we're only allowed to have 6-to-1, we normally can have 42 kids, but we'll only be able to have 18 kids. So if we have all of our toddler parents wanting to come back, we will have to tell people no to coming back.
Also, I understand daycare staff will have to wear masks as well. What do you think about that?
Actually, that is a thing that I find very interesting, is that under the pandemic license, we were not required to have our staff wear masks. And then now they're saying we have to. So after a month and a half of not being required to have our staff wear masks, they're changing that, it sounds like. And that seems kind of crazy to me. To all day be in a mask when you're trying to talk to kids and keep their attention and things like that. So that is going to be an interesting change. I've already had some of my teachers text and say, we have to wear masks all day. And so we'll see how that goes.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with Director of Radiant Kids Child Care Incorporated in Dublin, Jamie Batchelder. Thanks again.
You're welcome.